Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Anthony Mantova for Community Comment. My brothers and I own Mantova's Two Street Music in Old Town Eureka for 6 years. We've built our business. 2015 was the best year yet. Cash flow and store sales are up. Negativity is down. To win in 2016, we must continue to practice smart strategies. Doing business in Humboldt differs greatly from the rich money belt of Marin County, and it's quite different from the big box chain stores in Redding. In Humboldt County, a person's average income is over 20% less than the national average. So get out your pencil. Here's how you sell in Humboldt. Customers say they care about price, but they really care about value. Your job is to ask questions. Pay attention to their answers. Because incomes are low, you need to offer creative solutions like layaway and trade-ins. Follow up by owning your space. Look your customers in the eye and ask the tough questions. Which payment plan works with your budget, for example? Be confrontational, respectful, and upbeat. Use humor to break the ice, never letting a customer get away with saying, "I'm just looking." Most important, you need to ask for the sale. You need to close. Now, so far, everything I've said sounds like something that should apply everywhere, right? Okay, Mr. or Miss Merchant, try to do all this when there is a drug-infested homeless person standing in your doorway and yelling, causing a scene and upsetting your customers, scaring away tourists. Whatever the situation, the homeless, the drug dealing, and the untreated mentally ill make Eureka a difficult town for business. Local officials are not going to solve the problem. The answer is to be constructive while confrontational. The answer is to improve your skills, your store's inventory, and master your sales game. You need to bring your productivity level up to overcome the situation. I'll leave you on an upbeat note. I have a customer named Jake. He can often be found holding a sign, panhandling for money, where Henderson meets Broadway. You should never give money to panhandlers, but please consider giving a donation to Jake the next time you see him. He needs the money to pay off a $1,200 layaway at my store. Hey, before you laugh, thanks to your contribution, he's only $200 away from owning a nice guitar and sound system. Stay tough, entrepreneurs. Focus on what you want and make success yours in 2016. This has been Anthony Mantova with Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.